الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، الحمد لله رب العالمين، and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to see another Jumu'ah so that we can discuss once again those minor signs of the hour. And for the past 2 weeks we've mentioned some of those minor signs, and I hope that you brothers and sisters have reflected on some of those signs which are clearly in front of your faces. We'd like to continue inshallah on this great day, the day of Jumu'ah, the day in which the Qiyamah, the resurrection, will begin. We know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a part of the signs of the hour, the minor signs of the hour, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that we will start imitating the kuffar. This is one of the minor signs of the hour, that the Muslims will start imitating the kuffar. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a long version of the hadith collected by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad, and in a shorter version collected by Imam Abu Dawood in his Sunan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the end of that narration, he said, "Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum." Whoever imitates a people, then they are of them. Meaning that they have copied their ways, and they are fastly approaching being like them in totality. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from apostasy. And one of the ways to become an apostate, one of the ways to become murtad, is to imitate the kuffar in their value systems, in their cultures, in their mores, in those things that they have adopted for themselves. Because there are only two cultures in this life. There are only two cultures in this dunya. The first of them is the culture of Islam. And the second of them is the culture of al-Jahiliyyah. Only two cultures. The cultures of Islam and the cultures of al-Jahiliyyah. If you're not a part of the culture of Islam, no matter where you come from or what language you speak, then you must be practicing the culture of the kuffar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنًا مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرًا ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى لَوْ دَخَلُوا حُجْرَ دَبٍ لَتَبِعْتُمُوهُمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you will surely follow the sanan مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will follow the value systems, the practices, the mores, the cultures. You will surely follow the ways and the methodologies. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this a general statement. You will surely, لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the most fasih, the most eloquent of language, he put the noon thaqila. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ. He put the noon thaqila, the shadda on the noon of that word at the end. which means wallahi, you will surely follow them. Wallahi, without a doubt, you will surely follow the ways of those people who came before you. You will surely follow them. Shibran bi shibran, zira'an bi zira'in, hatta law dakhalu hujjar tabbin latabi'tumuhum. So much so, step by step, inch by inch, hand span by hand span, arm span by arm span, you will follow those people. So much so that if they were to enter into the hole of a lizard, you would follow them into it. Qila ya Rasulullah, it was said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al yahudu wa nasara, they said, is it the Jews and the Christians? He said, Faman, who else? So we have been informed as one of the minor signs of the hour that we, the Muslims, are going to follow the kuffar in everything that they do, from birth to death. And now, unfortunately, the wedding showers have taken the place of the walima, and the baby showers have taken the place of the aqiqah. And the Muslims, in everything that they do, no matter what it is, they follow the kuffar. Shibran bi shibran, zira'an bi zira'an, hand span by hand span, arm span by arm span, inch by inch, all the way to death. You can go now anywhere in North America, and you can find in those Muslim cemeteries, for the most part, those cemeteries, you will not be able to distinguish them from the Jews and the Christians. The Muslim cemeteries have tombstones made out of lime, tombstones made of all types of marble, plaques with the Bismillah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sometimes Al-Fatiha written on them. Sometimes you'll find pictures of the person that is buried in the grave on the tombstone, wali'adhu billah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that never did he see one of these things except that he would efface it, except that he would level it to the ground, and never did he see a cross except that he would remove it. So from the birth of the Muslim to the death of the Muslim, we find the Muslims following the sunan, the ways and the cultures of the kuffar, step by step, inch by inch. Today, inshallah, brothers and sisters in Islam, we'd like to take one small aspect of one of those things to show how dangerous it has become, and to show that this is one of the minor ashrat al-sa'ah, that it is one of the minor signs of the hour. Just one of those innumerable things that we're following the kuffar in, and that thing, brothers and sisters, is in the way that we construct our masjids, the way that we build our masjids. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتباهى الناس في المساجد. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said that the hour will not come until the people, meaning al-Muslimun, until the people start buying and competing and building masjids. This does not mean, brothers and sisters in Islam, that it is haram or makruh to build masjids. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man bana baytan lillah, bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah." Whoever builds a house for Allah, a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for them a palace in the Jannah. So there's nothing wrong with building the masjids, constructing the masjids, and erecting the masjids. But there is something very grievous and very sinful in competing and building the masjids the way the Muslims are constructing them today. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the hour will not come until the Muslims, the people, start buying and competing and building masjids. What does it mean? بَيَتَبَاهَ النَّاسُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, competing and building the masjids. The scholars of Islam say, رَفْعُ الْبَنَاءِ, making them high, making them elevated, making them high, putting stories upon stories, making them very huge, going upwards. رَفْعُ الْبَنَاءِ وَتَطْوِيلُهُ, and making them very long and very wide without a reason from the Sharia. Without a reason from the Sharia. وَبِنَاؤُهُ بِالشِّيد. And building them with sheed. I al-shus. I limestone. Building them with marble and limestone and mosaic artwork. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَا أُمِرْتُ بِالتَّشْيِيدِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. I have not been commanded to make tashyid of the masjid. I have not been commanded to make tashyid of the masjid. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that this tashyid is لَتُزَخْرِفُنَّهَا كَمَا زَخْرَفَتِ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى. He said this tashyid of building the masjid the way the Prophet meant it is adorning, embellishing, bedecking, making colorful masjids with all types of chandeliers and writings of ayat and hadith on the walls and rugs that you can't even have khushur of, what we mentioned weeks ago about. Rugs that take you from the remembrance of Allah. You can't even think about Allah because the rugs are so beautiful. They're so widely embellished. Verses on the of the Quran on the walls, of which is a direct imitation of the kuffar in their churches, which is a direct imitation of the kuffar in their synagogues. The Muslims in the first three generations, especially the Sahaba, when they built masjids, they never, ever, ever staying away from imitating the Yahud and the Nasara, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَالِفُ الْمُشْرِكِينَ خَالِفُ الْيَهُودِ. Do the opposite and oppose the pagans. Do the opposite and oppose the Jews, the brothers of apes and swine. Do the opposite of them. Oppose them. Never do we find the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba taking ayats from the Quran and putting them on the walls of the masjid. Gold and green, all types of colors, chandeliers, windows which don't even allow the sunlight to come in, minbars with 15 and 20 steps that cuts the ranks of the Muslims and divides them so that the Muslims can't even stand shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot anymore. Colorful rugs which takes you away from the remembrance of Allah. These are the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has forbade. Imitating the kuffar, the Jews or the Christians, and the Hindus and the Buddhists in their temples. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us in an authentic narration where he said, إِذَا حَلَّيْتُمْ مَصَاحِبَكُمْ وَزَوَّقْتُمْ مَسَاجِدَكُمْ فَالْتَّمَارُوا عَلَيْكُمْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَهُ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمُ السَّلَامُ. He said to show us how close we are to the hour, to show us those things that we take as minor things, that we take as insignificant, and we wonder to ourselves. We're always amazed why the kuffar are always in control of us. And we think it is because of our leaders, because of the Muslim rulers, because of the governors and the presidents and the kings. But it is because of our sins that Allah has put them over us. It is not because of them so much. It is because of the things that seem minor, that we take as minor, but they're major. إِذَا حَلَّيْتُمْ مَصَاحِبَكُمْ. When you, the Muslims, start taking their mushafs, their copies of the Quran, and embellishing them and adorning them with fancy papers and covers, fancy colors, making them look like the Bibles of the Christians and the so-called Torah of the Jews, when you see the Muslims start taking the mushaf and embellishing them and bedecking them and making ornaments on them and making them colorful with all types of colors and adorning your masjid, فَالْتَّمَارُوا عَلَيْكُمْ, then that's going to be the destruction on you. That's a sign of our destruction, that we are destroying ourselves from this thing that seems so small, but with Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was something that was large. فَالْتَّمَارُوا عَلَيْكُمْ, ruin for you, destruction for you simply for adorning your masjid. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the Quran was not revealed for decoration. The Quran was not sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put on the walls of the masjid. The Quran was sent down by Allah for huda. It's a nur, a light from Allah. And it was sent down for guidance, not to put on your walls for decoration. The Quran was sent down to guide mankind to as-siratul mustaqim, not to hang around your neck on a necklace like the Jews do and the Christians do from the verses of their books of which they have put together with their own hands. The Quran was not sent down for anything except to lead people to the worship of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Jalla Jalaluhu. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that we do not build masjids the way that the Jews and the Christians build their churches and their temples and their synagogues. And when the Muslims start doing this, and they've already done it, bragging and boasting how large their masjid is, how wide their masjid is, how beautiful their masjid is, then it takes away from the true purpose of the masjid, which is al-ibadah, which is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The reason that Allah gave us the masjid is so that we may remember Him, make the zikr of Allah, to make the salawat. How can you make the salah with a rug with images, sometimes animals? Wallahi al-azim. I've seen masjids with rugs that have images of animals on the rugs. All types of signs, stars of David, crosses on the rugs. And then for the imam, wal-i'adhu billah, they put a rug on top of the rug. They put a rug on top of the rug to show you where the imam is going to stand. This was not done in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For the masjid of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was made from bricks. And the roof of the Prophet's masjid was made from the wood from the palm tree. And the pillars, which were very few, not like today, when the architects have the ability to construct a masjid without the pillars, they put pillars all through the masjid for no reason at all, wasting the money. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَكَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ لِرَبِّهِ كَفُورًا. Surely those who waste their money, their time, whatever they waste, they are the brothers of shaitans. And surely shaitan is to his Lord ungrateful, a kafir. The people who waste are the brothers of shayateen. Inna Allah la yuhibbu al-musrifin. Surely Allah does not love the wasters. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't build a lot of pillars like we do today in the masjid, cutting the ranks, when the Prophet has informed us not to pray with the pillars splitting you up. You should pray before them or behind them. These are the things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam avoided. And when he died, alayhi salatu wasalam, Abu Bakr, the best of human beings after the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam, he came and he made no changes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he came, he made some construction on the masjid, but he did not embellish it, nor did he add any adornments. He only increased the size of it because the Muslims had become larger in number. This is the example of the people of the past, so that they would not follow the ways, the cultures, and the systems of the people who went before them. Why? It's because they wanted to seek salvation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to save themselves from those things that would lead them to eternal damnation. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those people, brothers and sisters, who do not follow the kuffar in anything. That we stay away from imitating those people whom Allah Azza wa Jalla says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Surely, they are the worst of creatures. come closer, brothers, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man astanna bi sunnatihi wa man wala. Wa ba'd. We have a narration, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, collected by Imam Al-Bassar from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, where he said, لا تتخذوا المذابح لا تتخذوا المحاريب. Don't take the محاريب في المساجد. Don't utilize the mihrab in the masjid. إِنَّمَا كَانَتْ لِلْكَنَائِسِ إِنَّمَا كَانَتْ لِلْكَنَائِسِ. Because surely they were for the churches. فَلَا تَشَبَّهُوا بِأَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ. And don't imitate the people of the book. Nowadays, brothers and sisters in Islam, we find in the masjids all throughout North America and all throughout the Muslim world, the mihrab. We find the mihrab. The mihrab is something that was borrowed by the Muslims from the Christians. The mihrab is something that was borrowed by the Muslims from the Christians, from the Catholics, and the like. And some people unfortunately take the ayat from the Quran. كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب وجد عندها رزقا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book that whenever Zakariya went into the room, into the mihrab where Maryam was, he found with her provisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mihrab that Allah mentions in that surah, in that ayah, is not the mihrab of today in the masjid. That mihrab was a room where she went to prepare to Allah for worship, for the zikr of Allah, for supplications to Allah Azza wa Jalla. As for the mihrab that is used today, which is a waste of money, some of those mihrabs cost thousands of dollars to construct in the masjid. A waste of money. They put them there as a special place for the imam to stand, when we don't find the mihrab in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we don't find the mihrab in the time of Abu Bakr, and we don't find the mihrab in the time of Umar, nor in the khilafah of Uthman, nor in the khilafah of Ali, nor in Umar ibn Abd al-Aziz's time. We don't find the mihrab during the time of the Tabi'un, but we find the mihrab, the maharib, the mazabih, as they called it. We find these things being adopted by the Muslims when they came in closer contact with the Christians. And now, if you were to build a masjid in America or in Canada or anywhere in the world, those people would consider that place not looking like a masjid if it doesn't have a mihrab. Likewise, brothers and sisters in Islam, the khutbah, the dome on top of the masjid, this is something that the Muslims borrowed from the Jews. And we keep talking about the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, Palestine, 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 the Jews. But you follow them. When you build your masjid and when you donate your money, you won't even donate your money, as one brother did not want to donate his money in North Carolina, and another brother in Texas, and another brother who had a lot of money that Allah blessed him with to use for the pleasure of Allah, he would not donate his money because the brothers would not put a minaret, a mezzanine. And the minarets are not from the sunnah. They're not from the sunnah. There were no minarets in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are things that are adopted by the Muslims following the ways of the kuffar, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, these are some of the minor signs of the hour. Don't take these signs lightly. We keep saying it over and over and over again. Don't take these signs lightly. These are the statements of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unless you want to be brothers of the shayateen, And you should stay away from embellishing your masjid with these ayats on the walls and these beautiful rugs taking you away from the khushu', taking you away from thinking about Allah, and these chandeliers wasting the Muslims' money. $300,000 for 50 chandeliers, when that could be spent on the Muslims in Kashmir, that could be spent on the Muslims in Somalia, that can be spent on the Muslims in Algeria. Hundreds of thousands of dollars to build one minaret, when that could be spent on the Muslims in Sri Lanka, or the Muslims in the Philippines, or the Muslims in America to build a school. Brothers and sisters in Islam, these are some of the minor ashrat al-sa'ah. Beware of the signs and don't participate in them. For surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that we're going to stand in front of. And He is the one that we're going to stand in front of, and our feet, as we mentioned in the khutbahs in the past, we're not going to be able to move our feet until we answer the question, where did we earn our money and what did we spend it on? When you build your masjids in your respective homes and your land, build them making them look simple and clean so that people can go into those places for the purpose that they were constructed in the past, which is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make the salah therein. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who don't follow the ways of the brothers of apes and swine, the Yahud. And we ask you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to make us of those who follow those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they are dhaloon. They act without knowledge. And oh Allah, we ask you to make us in the closest proximity in the majalis and the majlises of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad.